I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Apocalyptic ruin. That's how Wissam Nasrallah of LSESD, the Lebanese Society for Educational and Social Development, describes Beirut. Tuesday's massive explosion ripped apart the port and shattered windows all around the city. Thankfully, Nasrallah says LSESD staff is safe with only minor injuries. As of Wednesday, the death toll was over 100 with 4,000 wounded and many more still missing. Learn more about this disaster and how you can help at our website. Meanwhile, it's hard to start a new project during a pandemic, but that's exactly what Bibles for the World is doing. They've developed a new plan for reaching a country known for its persecution of Christians, Vietnam. They'll be distributing copies of the gospel at partner events throughout the coming months, so pray for the success of their work as they move forward, and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.